Money 101 with Bob McCormick. The news you need and the information you can use. Now, here's Bob McCormick.
Okay, you've worked hard all your life. You've had your home for many years. You've been a good citizen. Done everything the way you're supposed to. And then the city comes along and tells you, you got code violations. Maybe even a condemned home. And what is it that you need to do? Well, it could very well be so expensive you've got to take out another loan, or you could lose your house. It happened to a family in Calabasas. The Los Angeles Times chronicled the case of the Finazzo family, whose home had a septic system. Well, when I saw this story and I saw what could happen, I said, wow, I did not realize. And of course, if you do an addition to your house, if you're going to build a home, you're going to have to deal with city inspectors. But building code violations, you would think if a home has been there for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it'd be grandfathered in. John Wilhelm of Valley Home Construction is with us. Valley Home Inspection, good afternoon. And
how you doing, Bob?
Happy
Great
New
to
Year.
Be here. Happy New Year.
Well, first off, you can lose a home to code violations.
Well, you could in extreme cases if you don't have the ability to correct them. And there's certain conditions that are difficult to correct. One of them is a septic system in a house. If you have a house from the 20s or 30s, the house was built very small. It might have been a little cabin out in the, you know, in the hills. And that system is designed for a certain size house with a certain amount of bathrooms.
But it would appear to me on first glance this would be rural, out in the sticks, so to speak, but it's not.
It's not. I live in Northridge, near Cal State Northridge, and I have a septic system. And I've had it, have not had problems with it, and it's the original system with the house. My house was built in the 50s.
But even for people who do have a sewer hookup, they have... In the hills, the case of the hills, for example, we got a knock on our door from the neighbor behind us who had to replace his line, which ran along our property to get down to the street.
Right.
Now, what's the difference there? And because of the fact that the city doesn't make these repairs, right?
No. I mean,
if a tree and the roots grew and somehow ruptured the septic tank or the sewer line, you're responsible for that usually.
Well, in your case, that would have been an easement through your property because yeah. You're downhill from the neighbor's property. They needed that downhill slope to get to the city sewer. So, yeah, you're obligated to maintain that
up
to the street.
When is it your responsibility? When is it the city's responsibility? When could it be a neighbor's responsibility? I would think that these kinds of cases, whether it's septic or sewer, could get really ugly.
Well, it's your obligation, the condition of your drain going directly to the street connection. A lot of people don't realize that the sewer for the city is actually in about the middle of the street, and mm-hmm. It could be sometimes 8, 10, 12 feet deep, and you're responsible for maintaining that all the way up to your house. If you go across the neighbor's property and some roots or something damage your sewer or the neighbor's sewer, then yeah, you're responsible for that also.
Right. And would your insurance pay for this in some cases?
Unlikely, I gotta say.
Man.
I don't think I've ever heard of insurance paying for it. Now you may have a homeowner's insurance policy. I mean, home protection policy.
Like a warranty.
A home warranty that may cover the drains underground. If they
The warranties that come with the home, and obviously this is a selling point that the realtors may use or a seller, is really just around the perimeter of the house. It's nothing out, you know, in the driveway, the yard, or the sewer. I mean, from my experience.
It can include the drain system.
But it can. Okay.
Right, it can.
John Wilhelm is with us on Money 101. KFWB, I'm Bob McCormick. Okay, we mentioned the septic system. Family who actually, it was a sad story. They actually had a rental property on there, and they had then $150,000 worth of repairs, had to take out another loan, lost the house.
Yeah, but if you look further into the article, it turned out what triggered that was their the start of a city inspector showing up when the owner was digging up part of his septic system and was trying to leach it onto a public way, into a storm drain. And that's basically like pumping sewage, you know, down the street. And that's just a huge violation. It really is.
What else can get a homeowner in trouble? Electric systems, for example, because you're talking about something that is connected to the whole neighborhood, right?
Well, in a very old home, you start to get deterioration on your main power lines coming into the house. And that's not something that's automatically inspected. I see a lot of homes where the main power lines coming into the house are completely bare wires. Literally are just bare wires. The insulation is completely corroded off. And unless somebody, notifies Department of Water and Power to replace those, you've got a hazard. So that is the one thing that can, definitely trigger.
But the question I got is, these guys aren't out there necessarily looking for these violations unless they are alerted to them, maybe by a neighbor, maybe by a tenant that's on the property. We mentioned the septic systems and the electric systems, but, there's also brush clearance. We've gotten those notices. What happens if you don't?
Well, number one, those things are easily triggered by neighbors or a tenant. If you have a tenant that you're having a problem with, evicting a tenant, they're going to alert the city sometimes to problems that only they would know about. And then when they come on the property, a lot of times that just opens up a huge can of worms to anything that they could find.
Okay. Rain runoff and drainage that's not controlled. If I'm in those hills and I'm seeing, a gusher come down the hill, like when we had those heavy rains years ago, and you say, hey, the guy behind me could do something about this, or the next door neighbor could do something about this. What would you notify the city then?
Yeah, the biggest problem with that is when you have changes to the property. If you have a new property that was built in the neighborhood, you're changing the grading, you're changing the way the runoff goes to the street. You have to create drainage to prevent that. Mm. And also when people put in block walls, they don't realize that the water used to just generally drain from property to property. But once you put in a block wall, now you've cut off that source. So you've got water concentrated in a different area, and that's unsafe. You're going to, erosion and landslides, mudslides, things like that.